This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by LibertyMinded.com. Official Free Talk Live gear, like t-shirts and hoodies, are available at LibertyMinded.com. Plus, you'll find a unique collection of cool and funny Liberty-oriented clothing at LibertyMinded.com. That's LibertyMinded.com. And it's Free Talk Live. That means that you can call in about whatever is on your mind. And the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Riley,
and Colin.
And
so I was wondering, before we get back into the article and what we're talking about, can we promote the 420 event in Concord?
Absolutely.
So coming up on April 20th this year at 420, I'm holding an event. The Cannabis Freedom Rally will happen that day, that time. And even if you don't partake in cannabis, but you believe in freedom for cannabis use and growing, actually, come support the 420 rally in Concord, New Hampshire on April 20th.
Yes, I'm going to go. I think it'll be fun. At first, the other day, I don't know why I said it first, but a few weeks ago, Riley and I thought that it may be the same day as the halvening, the Bitcoin halvening, but apparently it's not. That kind of sucks. That would have been cool if it was on 420.
Apparently, would be cool. I don't know when it's actually going to happen.
April 3rd.
So,
oh, wait, is that today?
Yeah, that's today. That's the Bitcoin Cash halvening.
Oh, yeah, I was like, okay, maybe it is actually on 420 then. If it's the Bitcoin halvening the same day, that would be pretty cool. It's kind of like a thing to celebrate. If you don't know what that means, it just means that Bitcoin will be even more
harder
scarce.
To mine.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
miners.
It's harder to mine, and miners get less for mining it, for, like, answering the question that their question answer. I don't want to get into the weeds. So basically, it's an important day. It's a Bitcoin. You've got a lot to learn if you don't know what that means. So you should definitely go to Bitcoin.com and learn. Click on the Learn More tab, I think it is. But we have a caller on the line. So unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hello. I actually don't really know what's happening right now. I was just putting up my weather radio. We had some storms in the area yesterday, and I was just fiddling around with it and tuning it in. I just heard you guys. I just wanted to call.
Say hi.
Okay. Don't know how we got here. I live in Tennessee.
Cool.
Don't know how I found this station, but hi. Hello.
Hello.
How long were you listening there before you called in?
Oh, I was just listening here for like 30 seconds while I was eating my pizza and just, I don't know. Hi. You know what? Just hope you guys have a great evening.
Well, what do you think about cops, caller?
Oh, dear.
Oh, they're not too nice sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes they're not, are they?
Yeah, that's we're talking about a particular case that happened out in Kansas where there was a newspaper that was uncovering some stuff that was going on, and they basically raided the newspaper's house or the owner of the newspaper's house. And, you know, then his mother died the next day because she was 80-something and the stress killed her. 90-something, sorry. I don't know. When numbers get that big, I have trouble counting.
Well, don't add up, Jim. I don't know if that's your name, Jim, but I hope y'all have a wonderful evening, and hello from the other side of the country and me and my crank radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. You're fun. You should call more. And the number is...
Yeah, look up Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you can go to freetalklive.com. And the number for anybody else interested in calling is 603-283-6160. And as Colin mentioned, we were talking about this story from Kansas, and I did bring up another article that will go into... more of the backstory, but I think we should just finish the update first. It says the city of Marion's budget for 2023 was about $8.7 million, while the county's budget was about, I don't know why it's saying was about $35 million. So the lawsuit is going for $10 million to be awarded to the newspaper who had their rights violated. And they're trying to make the point that they're not trying to bankrupt the city or anything, but they believe that they're owed this. And I think they are. I think that it's ridiculous what happened to them.
In some way, all of the people of the town are responsible.
Because they didn't step in.
Yeah, because they didn't step in.
Because they pay the cops to do things like this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we have another caller on the line. I believe this is Skeeter from California.
California?
How do you know it's me?
We can spell.
Evolutionary capitalist.
I'm just teasing.
So I'm here to show that you guys are really all closet utilitarians, you know, based upon your answer with those child dilemmas that I gave you. The fact that you libertarians ultimately really value the consequences.
You didn't give me a child.
What's that?
You say you dumb things, so I say dumb things back. Ew. Go ahead.
So
he said I gave you that child dilemma.
Yeah. I remember. Wait, have you not called back since I was last on?
What's that?
Have you not called back since I was last on?
Did I call you? No, I don't. No, I don't think so. I had someone else call in for me. That subjective value question.
Oh, okay. So I was wondering about that. I was wondering if that was related to you. So is there like, are you guys like a group?
No, that's one of my minions. That's one of my evolutionary capitalists and my disciples.
Oh my God, they're multiplying.
Wow, I'm just replenishing the earth.
He doesn't totally believe in it yet, but I'm just explaining it to him. But I'm here to tell you that only a certain type of utilitarianism is compatible with a true market. Your deontological non-aggression principle will run into a bunch of different dilemmas, which are not just limited to what you do with children or if children are property, right? If you when you try to use Austrian analysis to criticize government, it doesn't say why also your free market will fail, where a market where it defends natural rights, how that fails, right? The real flaw in
the market defend natural rights, it doesn't even really make sense.
The real flaw in systems that make them collapse is that they do not maximize profit, right? It's utilitarian.
You just are talking like an AI. And the thing is, I know that people who know nothing definitely may think that, us on the show, you're going above our heads. No, you're just word-salading things together. Anybody who knows, just a little bit about this stuff, which I'm not, an economist, I just have common sense and, and I'm against violence. And anybody who knows just the littlest bit knows that you're just making things up. And your market's not going to defend natural rights. Whoever claimed that doesn't even mean anything. Why would a market do something like that? It doesn't even make any sense. Do you even know what you're talking about? What is a what do you mean by the free market? Let's just, define some terms.
It always sucks about the true market, not the free market.
Oh. Yeah, I say the true market. So the free market is one that protects natural rights, right?
Based upon no, that doesn't make any sense.
No,
it's not a definition.
A free market is not, doesn't have to do with any rights. It's just the way goods travel through societies.
Right.
What protects natural rights is people. A gun can't protect natural rights, but the way natural rights are best protected is by society agreeing that you have these rights that are inherent in our existence and not violating those rights.
I do definitely think it's something that needs to be taught to people as young as you can possibly teach these things to them.
Right. Don't harm anybody. Don't take their stuff. It's that simple. Yeah. These are principles to live by.
And neither
any economist
that I have ever heard goes and claims the free market. The definition of that is it defends natural rights. So he's just like word salading. I'm not going to talk to somebody like that. Like, I'm not going to talk to somebody whose whole point of the whole point of his calls is to derail the conversation and say things that mean nothing to anybody who actually has like a clue of what he's talking about. Like the subjects of what he brings up, not what he's talking about, because what he's talking about is nothing. He's word salading and making no sense. And the thing is, like, that's the perfect FBI troll. Like, they are like, oh, let's get somebody to call in. They don't make any sense. They annoy Bonnie. And they're stupid. And they just keep calling in to derail the conversation when we could be talking about something important. And that maybe, like, somebody who completely has no idea, like, has never even thought about economics might think...
Are you controlling the speech on this show, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Huh.
I have the mute button and the drop button.
Uh-oh. How many demerits do I have to hit before you kick me off?
One more.
Oh, boy.
No, it's not controlling free speech to hang up on somebody when I gave them a chance and then they immediately ruin it. Like, he can call in, but he has to actually make some kind of sense. If somebody just calls in and starts speaking Spanish to me, I'm going to have to hang up on them because we can't have a conversation. I can't speak Spanish.
And now we find out you're a xenophobe, too.
No.
Oh, wow.
I would love to be able to speak Spanish. And even then... That'd be cool to do, like, a Spanish Free Talk Live episode, but my point is...
Si se puede.
My point is that I can't speak Spanish, so I'd have to hang up on them. And I also can't speak crazy. Mark has completely gotten him deep into a hole, gotten Skeeter deep into a hole, pinned him against the wall, made it clear and obvious that he doesn't know the definitions of the things he's saying. He actually is just rambling like a crazy person. And the thing is, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, somebody who doesn't know anything about economics might think, like, he's using a bunch of words. Sounds like Bonnie's wrong, probably, because she can't dispute him. I can't dispute him because he's not making any sense.
Next
time he calls back in, I'd like... If he's listening right now, to tell me where I can look up some of what he's saying, just so that I can read it for myself, just for fun.
And you, somebody who has, like, studied economics yourself because you're interested in it.
Yeah.
He doesn't make any sense to you, right?
No, but it sounds... I've gotten an inkling that there's some material of some sort that he's written or read or whatever.
When Mark asked him that, he said he wrote it. So if he wrote this nonsensical stuff... And he can't explain it to anyone. That's the definition of being crazy.
Well, you know, I'm crazy too, but whatever.
Stop defending him.
It's your boy.
I hate Skeeter so much. Seriously,
he's definitely a frustrating caller, but at the same time, you know, it's important to point out to our listeners that we do get those from time to time. But.
If any of it's making sense to somebody, it'd be a good thing to...
If you're like Bonnie, you should have said this, then call in.
I'm saying something different. if he has, you know, followers, acolytes, whatever you want to say,
mm-hmm.
So some people have heard what he said and it's making sense to them, you know, I would need to be on, like, a little bit of the same wavelength in order to, like, talk to that person and, you know, like, show them where that's wrong. So anyways, I am interested in doing a brief look, at least. I mean, I don't have time to look into everything. I barely have time to brush my teeth. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? But
yeah.
Anyway, no, I brush my teeth. I would, I'd be interested in finding that and looking into it a little.
The other thing about it is, like, it's not like I expect all callers to have something really intelligent to say, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's dumb. I just want you to be entertaining. Like, the caller before didn't even have much to say. I just wanted to ask her a question, and she was fun. I would also love, and I keep forgetting to bring it up, I would love anyone to call in with relationship advice, because I am an expert relationship haver. Because I have the best husband on earth, so that's my criteria or my qualifications. In case you needed to know.
So, what makes Ian the best husband on earth?
Sexy, smart, cool. Built this radio show. Oh yeah, there's something else I wanted to get into on that.
Wait, are you gonna change it from FTL to FLT? Free love talk.
No. But we do have a caller from Washington. Chuck from Washington, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to try to decipher what Skeeter was trying to say there. What I think we have here, everybody, is somebody who is a grazer in the the Republican talking point kind of radio thing. He goes and he's obviously a Glenn Beck listener when he's talking about natural rights or whatever. And then he takes that and then puts a little bit of free market nonsense in there. And like half of the people don't even know what this natural rights thing that he speaks of is, or the theory of natural rights.
See, I do, but he just wasn't using it in a way that meant anything. Natural rights just basically means that your rights aren't given to you by the government or any other human being. It has nothing to do with something that was written down. Your rights are inherent in the fact that you are human. You have the right, no positive rights, but you have the right to not have people wrong you, basically.
Well,
so,
he could mean that in the sense that the monotheist sense where God, the true God, is the only one that gives you these rights, but I don't, you know what I mean? That's where I kind of picked up. I don't, he doesn't strike me as somebody who is a polytheist type of a, or maybe an, doesn't believe in that whole concept of a divine creator or creators or gods or, but, you know what? I just, I think I just fell for his ploy here. He got me to call. And I can't help you on relationship advice. I've had too many of them. I'd tell people what not to do. I could do that.
If you want to, that's fine. What do you think is the biggest mistake that people should avoid making in a relationship?
You should avoid lying to each other and being honest with what you need.
Aww.
And that goes into everything. If you need something, because if you're lying to this person, you're essentially lying to yourself, right?
I'm writing this down right now.
Essentially, yes, you are lying to yourself.
There you go. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I agree, and I appreciate the call so much. I think being honest with each other, like from the moment you meet each other, is really important. I really don't get how people even get into relationships. And they just, like, are... The thing is, like, you should be upfront about what you want.
I will tell you this. A lot of people lie to themselves about what the relationship is going to be. So, you know, like, they're actually deluding themselves into thinking there's something that there isn't. Not just feelings, just assumptions about what it is to have a relationship and what the people, other person's roles are. So...
I can see that. So maybe they're not doing it on purpose. Like, they're not just, like, hiding something, but they just, like... don't know what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
So that would be, like, an important first step. If you want to get to a place where you're somebody like Chuck and you do not lie in your relationships, then the first thing you need to do is be sure of what you want before you meet the person. Which I would always say that working on yourself is the best way to find somebody to love. Anybody else have a comment on that about relationships?
No, I think I'm good.
So, let's get back into this story from APnews.com about the newspaper in Kansas who had their offices and the publisher's home raided just because the cops, well, they believed the cops were doing this in bad faith in order to mess with them because of the fact that they were looking into stuff that they didn't want investigated. It says the newspaper, so, okay, we've already said that they're now suing them after the raids that happened in August 2023, the newspaper is suing the police. It says, besides the city, defendants in the lawsuit include former Marion Mayor David Mayfield, who retired from office in January, former police chief Gideon Cody, who stepped down in October, and current acting police chief Zach Holden, Hoodlin.
Those are all the people on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Defendants, who as an officer participated in the raids. Marion County Sheriff Jeff Soyez, the county commissioner, and a former deputy who helped draft the search warrants used in the raid are other defendants named. Okay, so that answers our question. We were like, are they suing like the city itself? Are they suing the police themselves? So all those people. The newspaper had investigated Gideon Cody's background before the city hired him last year. The lawsuit alleges Soyez regularly said that he did not approve of Meyer's negative attitude, and Meyer is the publisher of the newspaper. The newspaper's attorney, Bernie Rhodes, noted that when police raided the home that Meyer and his mother shared, she told the former police chief, "Boy, are you going to be in trouble. My job is to make sure Joan's promise is kept," Rhodes said in his own statement. Oh, that's so sweet. Joan died. She was terrified during the raids and very angry, and then she had a heart attack the next day. We do have a call on the line. Dave Ridley in New Hampshire from RidleyReport.com. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, jumped to the front of the line. Thanks.
Well, you're an important caller, Dave, so we got to go to the front of the line.
Somebody's got to be important.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's me. But the So I just got done with a Ridley rampage over at the State House.
Oh, really?
That sounds violent.
What does that mean?
Well, a Ridley rampage is just running around with a camera and asking questions no one wants to answer.
Yeah, Ridley rampage actually doesn't sound violent to me. Maybe somebody else kind of rampage would, like Hulk or something, but Ridley is all peace all the time, and we love him for that.
So, I've been wanting to get to the State House during a full session, which is difficult for me to do because I don't own a vehicle. But eventually I was finally able to, the stars aligned, and I was able to do that last week. And so, you know, I used to just ask people, well, what's your opinion on whether New Hampshire should be independent? You know, we just had one NH exit question, but now I've morphed that into four or five different NH exit questions. And so I just asked a record number of state reps NH exit related questions about New Hampshire independence.
I'd love to hear what they said.
Yeah, the videos have been trickling out on YouTube and, of course, my other channels. You know, just go to RidleyReport.com. That will take you. It's probably better right now to go to YouTube.com/RidleyReport YouTube.com/RidleyReport because it's easier to interact there. And they're just, you know, as long as YouTube's letting me broadcast again, it's probably the better place to go. But, yeah, RidleyReport.com directs to other, you know, other places where I upload. But right now, YouTube seems to be slightly rehabilitated, and they're the better place to go for seeing it. But anyway, yeah, so I get a wide variety of answers. One thing I tried doing differently this time is I brought a picture with me of a victim of a U.S. war crime.
Oh, the guy with his head covered.
No, I brought a picture of Abir Hamza. It wasn't a picture of the crime itself, but Abir Hamza was a 14-year-old who was violated and murdered by U.S. forces in Iraq. You can see all this on Wikipedia. This is not a conspiracy theory.
You should hold on to your thought there, Ridley. We're going into the break. 603-283-6160. I'd like to know what the politicians are saying when Ridley shows them something like that. What do you say to a child that was, I don't know, harmed in some way? I'm not sure what the story is here, but Ridley's going to tell us. 603-283-6160 if you have something you want to bring up. It's Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Despite the deaths of three humanitarian aid workers and an Israeli airstrike, the Biden administration is maintaining its current policy toward Israel. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president anticipates a prompt and comprehensive investigation into the incident. Nonetheless, President Biden is under pressure to cease providing weapons to Israel amid the conflict. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has resulted in the loss of nearly a dozen lives in Taiwan, with more than 900 people being injured. There are still concerns the death toll could rise as dozens are trapped in highway tunnels. Senator Bernie Sanders is championing the idea of a four-day work week. The independent senator from Vermont penned an op-ed for CNN highlighting that the wealthiest people in the country have never had it so good. Sanders advocates for a 32-hour work week without any reduction in pay. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Control and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in with whatever is on your mind. And I would like to thank Libertariat, who is a diamond level amplifier with us here at Free Talk Live. Libertariat, that means that he went to amps.freetalklive.com. amps.freetalklive.com, and we really appreciate that. Thank you so much to Libertariat for that. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com if you'd like to learn more and see how you can support the show. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And with you on Free Talk Live tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Riley.
Colin. And Colin.
Wow.
There's two of us here. Shut up. No, you.
But we also have a caller on the line. We have Dave Ridley on the line from RidleyReport.com, and he's here in New Hampshire. And you were about to tell us, okay, you went to the State House, correct?
Correct.
And you were showing some reps or some kind of politicians a picture of a person who is a victim of a crime done to them by the U.S. forces abroad, correct?
Yeah, and so the idea is to ask them, you know, why should New Hampshire remain in a union that does things like this? And so the thing that they did, that the U.S. military did, was soldiers they killed this 14-year-old gal, and then they killed her family to cover it up.
Ooh.
So this is kind of a special war crime, well documented and everything. So this sort of showing them that picture and talking about how bad the federal government is in that way tends to stop people in their tracks and make them more serious. It was kind of rare for me to have people laughing at me or walking away once I started talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And there was maybe one or two politicians that did just kind of walk away from it without interacting with me, just pretended I wasn't there, pretended she wasn't there. Most of them would stop and provide a fairly thoughtful answer. So there was one guy who was saying, well, yeah, that's terrible, but what can we do about that? Well, we've got defend the guard legislation that would kind of, reduce New Hampshire's involvement in U.S. wars.
Yeah, defend the guard means that the president would have to actually declare war, or the Congress or whatever, would have to actually declare war in order for the guard to be sent out in New Hampshire.
And the war has never been declared since World War II.
Is it World War II?
Yep.
The problem, with most of the arguments that I would get, and that's another thing I tried to do, is just ask people, what's your objection? What's your main objection to NH exit, New Hampshire independence? The thing I would keep getting is like, well, it would be better to just do this one thing or that other thing. You get that a lot. And the thing is, it's like playing whack-a-mole,
you fight the
federal government one issue at a time for the next 400,000 years and never catch up with them. Or we could push for independence for the next 40 years and get it.
Yeah.
So what were some of the examples of things that people said to you when you asked them that question?
Well, there was one of the reps was like, well, I'm sure that her death was Hamas's fault.
What?
So they blame someone else.
It's all because of Hamas. she didn't even get the country right. But again, like I said, most of them, it seemed like it kind of caught them. There was one, that was like, well, I don't know anything about that situation, and I'm just going to flee the scene, fair enough. Okay, she doesn't have to know anything about the situation if she doesn't want to. But she knows there's been U.S. war crimes. That's not like some kind of a big piece of news to her, right?
Yeah, it's interesting that if any of you know the history of Henry David Thoreau, but he said he wasn't going to pay taxes because that was related to, taxes going in some way to, like, the federal government, and he didn't want to support, like, the Mexican-American War. That's what he I might get some of these details wrong. I know that there were certain taxes and different things over the course of his, let's say, career. But that's what, wound him up in a local prison or jail, whatever, and then, caused him to write that book, Civil Disobedience, which isn't the original title. The original title is something different, and it goes by this title, Civil Disobedience, now. But I find it interesting, how perennial some of these things are. But, yeah.
Like they just keep coming back up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of interesting just how, Americans, there's this concept of American exceptionalism. It's like, well, there's this thing going on all over the world of more and more countries popping up, onto the scene. There's 200 countries now, roughly. There were only about 50 100 years ago. They just have this idea that it can't ever happen here, right? It's just like it's still unthinkable to a lot of these people, and that's all we can do is just make it more thinkable, because at least when they're asking questions, at least we're putting legislation in front of them that they have to vote down.
Well, in a way, there's less countries, because if you look at, like, the United States, that's 50 countries, and then there's a federal government that's put on top of them that's supposed to be very limited in what it does, and it's kind of superseded everything and turned it into one nation, one state, And by the way, that's built into the propaganda of the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation.
Yeah, the socialist Francis Bellamy came up with propaganda to institute this whole idea of one nation under God.
And
originally it wasn't under God, but...
Yeah, people also, you know, they get a little confused with terms like nation versus country versus government versus all that. Each one of those things does mean a specific thing. You can have a nation but not have a country. You know, that's why they talk about the Indian nations, the Native Americans and stuff like that. You can have a nation without having a country, without having a particular plot of land or anything like that. So by them saying one nation, what they're really trying to say is that we are all actually one thing. And they did that on purpose because prior to that, we, United States people, let's say, didn't think of ourselves that way. We thought of ourselves as, you know, Texans or New Yorkers and so on.
I definitely would prefer that. Like, even, like, down to, like, a smaller level, like, whenever people ask me where I'm from, I don't even usually say Texas. I say San Antonio because it's like I'm not from Houston. I'm not from El Paso. That is a huge place. So even in New Hampshire, like if a New Hampshire person meets me, they still want to know where I'm from in New Hampshire. Like it doesn't make sense to claim all 50 states as a place you're from. Like I bet you most people listening have not been to all 50. I haven't, and I've been to a lot.
Yeah, I haven't been to all 50 states either.
I think I've been to all but five.
Wow, you're doing better than I am.
All but two.
All but two?
Yeah.
Have you been to Hawaii?
No, I haven't been to Hawaii or Alaska.
So. Oh, you've been to the contiguous states the word is. Really, anything else on your mind?
That is all.
Oh, wait, I have something for you. Do you do much of the Socratic questioning with people? Like, I find that that's a good one. You don't even have to, like, actually propose anything. You just, you know, they'll say something. You'll say, well, why do you believe that? Or where did you hear that? You know, and you just, you know, keep going. And sometimes you can get really deep in these conversations and the person will, like, be going around in circles and realize they kind of sound dumb.
Yeah, I've seen Jan Helfeld do that. I don't know if that's how he pronounced his first name. But I think he's a Free Stater that never got around to moving here. Last I checked, I'm not sure. But he ran a program called The Bottom Line, and he lived in D.C., and so he would interview Ted Koppel and Nancy Pelosi and people like that. Nancy Pelosi called the guards on him because she didn't like one of his questions.
Yeah. There's the famous video of him with what was his name? He was the Democrat majority leader. Do you remember?
Stark.
Huh?
Stark.
No.
Stark.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on this guy.
Chuck Schumer?
No. But he got him to say taxes are voluntary. And they said, well, this is really voluntary if I have to pay it. And it just kept going around. And it's an amazing video. Yeah, look for that. It's like, are taxes voluntary? I forget how to say his last name. And, yeah, you'll find it. It's a pretty funny video.
So I was actually standing in the same office, I guess, probably unless they moved him. But Pete Stark was just one of these really crappy Congress Pete critters, you know, or senator. I can't remember which. But it was just really heebie-jeebie in his office when I was there in the 80s. And then later, I guess in the 90s, Helfeld shows up there and interviews him. And Stark, he got so mad at the questions that he threatened to throw him out the window.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty funny. And if people want to watch those, they can go to RidleyReport.com and watch on whatever platform they can find it on.
Oh, yeah, the New Hampshire stuff, but that D.C. stuff, you'll have to find Jan Helfeld and see what he was up to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, beep, 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 that's the sound of a satellite.
That's an old ad.
I know.
Oh, I was like, kind of, you made a Ridley voice, so I kind of thought you were saying something like that.
Yeah. I used to have all those memorized, by the way.
ThinkPenguin.com. ThinkPenguin.com.
All right. Yeah, and that was who sponsored most of the ads on this trip. ThinkPenguin.com. Much appreciated.
Excellent.
Yes. Thank you so much for the call, Ridley. We love the Ridley Report, and lots of New Hampshire people should go watch it. But also, you should watch my interview of Dave Ridley. You can go to our Patreon, freetalklive.com's Patreon. I forget the link to that. It's just go to Patreon and type in Free Talk Live. And you
or
can find
freetalklive.com. You can find it there.
Yeah, and then you can find I said Patreon. I meant to say our SoundCloud. You can go to our SoundCloud and listen to my podcast for free. Sorry. I meant to say SoundCloud, and then look up Free Talk Live. And then from there, go to Bonnie's Activist Archives. The only person I've interviewed so far is Dave Ridley. I just really think that people who live in New Hampshire should know what has happened here, because most people that live here now don't know all the stuff that went on in the before times, like before
2015, I
before say. Like the Free State Project hit 20,000, yeah. Stopped caring as much, and yeah. By that I mean Free State Project Inc.
Yeah,
like, I've had the opportunity to be roommates with Dave Ridley, and Dave Ridley is a great guy. Russell Canning was also one of my roommates.
And he's also an old, not old, but he's also a long-time activist that I really want to interview for that.
Like, these people are activists, and they're old-timer activists. They've been through this.
They've been active for a very long time.
Oh, yeah. People need to know the history. Like, I think that, like, I usually think it's so dumb when people argue about culture this, culture that. Nothing about being white has anything to do with, like, my life and culture. Nothing about being from New Hampshire does. I'm not, like, from here. I couldn't even really say that, like, I have a Texan culture, honestly. But, and I've just moved around so much, and I'm American. Like, we have less, like, connection to some
stuff. Could you please stop saying American? That's just, you know... Say, whatever.
Well, the thing is, like, that's what people understand. But, yeah, exactly. Like, I don't feel like most things have, like, some kind of, like, deep cultural impact on me.
I actually tell people I'm a Missourian. And it really confuses them because you'll be somewhere in Latin America and they have no idea what
Missouri is.
Well, yeah, they'll know Texas, they'll know New York, but they won't know Missouri, and so it's pretty funny.
But my point was, I think that people who moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project should actually be proud of, quote, the culture that is created here, because it's a choice. It's not just, oh, I was born a Catholic Mexican and now I have to do everything that, like, all Catholic Mexicans say and, like, all the things my family says. Or I was even, like, born in America and now I have to constantly say I back Americans in all wars abroad, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't, like, mean anything. There's no reason to be proud of just being born somewhere. That's silly. There is
a reason for it.
Why?
Deep psychological reason. It allows you to take credit for things you never did.
Yeah, so, like, a bad reason.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, yeah,
there's a little...
We landed on the moon.
Yeah, exactly.
Riley
that's
and
an
I.
example. Yeah, Ayn Rand has like an essay. It's either a standalone essay or it's from a book. I don't actually know where because I just listened to an audio version of it. But she basically talks about people claiming things in these different collectivist ways, and that's one of them. Another one is talking about your family history sometimes because you'll it's like, well, you didn't do those things. It's like, I'm related to the King of England or whatever.
Yeah.
But then the worst form of it is just, you know, talking about your race. It's like those groups are just so large. I mean, the group of white people or black people. And I'm like, there's just as many, you know, jerks in that group as there are, you know, good people. So it's, you know, but you're basically claiming the successes from the group when you do that.
And that just makes no sense at all. Like,
it only makes sense once you get down to groups that are like family size or less than 100. So if you wanted to say, oh, I worked at this company and we built this amazing product, and it's like, yeah, you might be able to say that
personally.
Even if you were the janitor, you might be able. I would say you deserve some credit. I mean, like, the place needed to be cleaned in order for the engineers to do their design work. So, that's a granular enough level that makes sense. Everything else doesn't, though. Mm-hmm. You know.
Even when I was a kid, I never really thought much about being white, and then, like, I grew up and hear about it all the time. And one thing that kind of annoys me with all these new white pride people is, like, I actually kind of liked the fact that white people never cared about being joked about when I was a kid. White people were never like, stop offending my race. Like, if somebody said, like, oh, that's so white, like, the white people would laugh about it because it's, like, not that serious.
Yeah, right.
Like, I feel like other races sometimes would be more sensitive. Like, you couldn't just go up and make the same exact jokes about any other race than you could about white people. But that was kind of, like, a good thing, in my opinion. It was like, oh, we don't care. Like, I'm not going to be all, like, offended. I mean, it's different if you just go up and start saying, like, white people are stupid. Like, that's obviously always has been offensive. But I don't know. I just feel like this white pride thing is, like, just making being white lamer. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, I mean, like, are you on, like, some, like, racist, you know, chats or something here?
I'm so wondering because I don't know of any people who are into white pride. Well, maybe some people are, but I don't personally know any.
Well, I see it constantly on Twitter, one. And two, I literally am in a chat that talks about race more than probably anything else other than hating me. Like, they hate me and they're racist, and that's what they talk about all day.
And you stay around in that group?
Yeah, because they're talking about me.
Wow, the narcissism is coming out, Bonnie.
Oh, I'm so glad you said it before I had to.
It's kind of entertaining, that's all.
Okay.
But 603-283-6160, I went to read the statement from the owner of the newspaper that had his, this owner had his home and his business raided by the police just because he was investigating something they didn't want him to investigate. It says the notice that the newspaper is going to sue also says that Meyer, the publisher, the owner, and his mother suffered extreme and severe distress, and that their estate is entitled to $4 million in damages for that. It also argues that the newspaper deserves $2 million for its damages, and punitive damages should exceed $4 million. Quote, many of those who perpetrated stormtrooper-style bullying with a needlessly huge contingent of armed officers remain in office or have been promoted. Even newly elected officials have refused to disavow the tactics used. And that's disgusting.
It's really disgusting because, you know, small-town politics, people love living in small towns, but small-town politics are always about the good old boy club.
Mm-hmm.
Protecting the good old boys.
So many people, they don't really leave where they live, or they've only lived in one state their whole life. They always are saying, like, oh, the police in my town are really bad. Like, really bad. They're, like, the most corrupt. And it's like, everybody says that. And you know why? Because...
It's probably true.
It's definitely true. I'm just saying, like, they think that it's like, oh, you would be shocked. No, I probably wouldn't be shocked. They're probably just as bad as every other police officer group. Because it's like, it's more rare when you're like, actually, the police in my town aren't bad. Like... They're always bad because they're a group of people that believe that they have been granted extra rights that the other people don't have.
Well, when they strut around their shiny badges and they wear their magical costumes, they always think they have special rights because they get to be the law.
They were told that they have special rights. They get paid to have special rights, even though it's not true in reality.
Yeah.
So, kind of speculating here, but, you know, doing it for fun. Well, how do you think, like, this goes down? Like, or what I mean to say is, let's imagine, like, the case is successful and he gets, like, the $10 million or whatever, and then, like, what's the city going to do? Like, are they just going to raise the taxes on everybody? And then, like, what? Now the whole town's mad, but they're not mad at the police, let's say? I mean, that's one possibility. They might be mad at the newspaper. Like, why did you have to sue them? Like,
well,
can you imagine that?
Well, do you think they're going to face any actual serious consequences for having to owe money? Like, they'll just get it from the Fed somehow.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it could... So, it depends on specifics that I don't know for this specific example.
Or the state, maybe.
A lot of times, they have, like, insurance policies. You know, they're bonded and insured. And so, when you sue them, there's a payout from the police's insurance, and then their rates go up, which means that the taxes have to go up as well. But it's not, you know, it's not a one-to-one ratio. You know, if you sue them and there's a $10 million payout, that doesn't mean that their rates go up by $10 million. It means it goes up from, I don't know, you know, $100,000 a year to $200,000 a year or something like that. So, but let's say that this town didn't have an insurance high enough and they did have to, you know, bankrupt the police department. And somebody might be thinking, like, how is that possible to bankrupt the police department? I mean, most of them, Jay's talked about this on the show, are corporations. You know, they actually just have a corporate charter. So, yeah, you could bankrupt it, or the city could bail it out. I think that could be really interesting. But the best way this thing goes down is, like, the police in that town, like, kind of disappear, or they cut the force down to, like, one guy who's actually doing something. You know, how many people raided his house? How many cops were there? It's a town of, what, 1,000 or something like that?
1,900, yeah.
1,900, so let's say 2,000. How many cops do you need in a town that size? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'd love to know how many cops raided the house. He said it was, like, an unreasonable amount, and I have this other article here. Maybe it says, but I don't see it just, like, looking, and I don't remember, because it might have been brought up in a different article Riley and I covered in August, but, yeah, I don't see it right here, because then you could do, like, what percentage of the people of the city were cops that raided that house?
Yeah, I mean...
If there were 50 cops, what percentage of that...
I'd be surprised if it was a number that high, but...
There were 60 here.
60? That's what...
At the Free Talk Live?
No. Well, yeah, but that was from... You had all sorts of agencies involved in that.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, I mean, let's say... I think Manchester, New Hampshire has, like, a total of 100-something But it's hard to count them because some are like part-time and some are full-time.
Hmm.
I've heard a number that's between 100 and 200.
Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah. And
which has like 100,000 people.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if this town had like 10 cops, I mean, I still would say that's too many. Like, do you really even need 10, you know, in a town of 2,000? Like, what are they doing?
What percentage is that?
10 out of 2,000?
Mm-hmm.
That would be...
Definitely less than 1%, for sure.
Yeah, but even still, that's still just too high.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
What's 10 out of 1,000? 1%?
Well, a tenth of a percent.
Okay,
Sorry, you said 10 out of 1,000? That's 1%.
Okay, so 1%. So that makes it...
It'd be a half percent.
Half a percent,
yeah.
If it was 2,000.
Yeah.
I guess that doesn't mean much to me. I was thinking it would be something shocking.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still, that just seems like way too many. I mean, that's kind of implying that... 1 out of 100 people is doing something bad in a day that they need to have a police interaction for.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that, like, hard to believe. In a small town in Kansas.
That's because people think that cops are around to stop people.
Have you driven through Kansas before?
Yeah, it's so flat. And you're like, oh, I see the city coming up. We're almost there. And then you're driving for another hour.
Yeah, I mean, like, the worst thing, it's like, you know, kids cow tipping and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you really need? I mean, like, even speeding. Like, if you were flying down 50 highway in western Kansas. Like,
no one's going to hurt
you. I mean, there's not going to hit anything.
But that's the thing. Like, people really believe that cops are out there constantly stopping bad things from happening, and they're not. They're constantly controlling people's actions that weren't going to hurt anybody in the first place.
And finding victimless crimes.
You know what? I'm going to look this up right now. I should have done this on the break. I wonder if this town is on a highway.
I forgot what the... Marion? Marion the town?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says the Marion Police Department. So I wanted to read a little bit of this.
I know, I've driven through there before, too.
I wanted to read a little bit of this older article from back in August 2023, right after it happened. So they talk about the small-town Kansas newspaper was raided. It says, I wanted to talk a little bit about the raid, and that's here. It says the Marion, Kansas Police Department confiscated computers, cell phones, and a range of other reporting materials from the office. The sole... local paper in a small city of about 2,000 residents. Officers spent hours in the newsroom. It seized material from one of its journalists' homes. Eric Meyer, the publisher and co-owner of the newspaper, said his 98-year-old mother passed away the day after police raided their house. It's just, they purposely induce as much stress as they possibly can to these people. This was all over what they believe was a paperwork violation, just like the Ian Freeman. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.